Hi, and welcome to Truth Be Told, a podcast for the ambitious woman on a mission to getting what she wants in life, love, and career. I'm your host, Brandi Kylie, and today on the show for our Boss Women series, we have Chris Zoe. Chris, say what's up.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show and do the interview with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Chris Zoe is an entrepreneur. She is an author, and she is the creator of Shop ChrisZoe.com. So I want Chris Zoe to give us just a simple intro about who she is and what she does.
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me. I am very excited to be here and pretty much tell my story. I am an entrepreneur in Los Angeles, California. I am from Houston, Texas. When I was 24 years old, I dropped everything. I was a server making $4,000 a month in my own apartment, living comfortably. But I dropped it all, and I moved to Los Angeles on a whim. Didn't know what I was going to do. Initially came out here to be a songwriter and dabbled in that a little bit, but years later became my own boss and created Shop for Zoe, which sells women's clothing. I also wrote a novel. I'm an author, and I wrote a booklet about how I became my own business. And I also still do music. So all around stuff going on here, and look forward to expanding on that.
Okay, that is lovely. So this podcast, Chris, is all about, like I said, an ambitious woman who's getting what she wants in life, love, and career. And I'm going to jump into the first part of it, which is life. Can you create the vision or explain to us what it is that you see for yourself in your life? And not only like what you see, but how you want to feel in your life in terms of what will make you feel like, yes, I'm successful, I have made it, I am happy.
Well, I really want to grow all of my talents into businesses that have lucrative income. And I want to be my own boss forever. So I want to be able to call the shots for as long as I can until I retire. So, you know, I make sure that I get up every day and I work hard towards everything that I do. And every talent that I have, I make sure that I do something in that area and push it as much as I can.
You know what I like that you said, Chris? I like that you said that every talent that you have, you so many people try to zone in on one thing. Well, I'm just good at this one thing. And you would even be surprised how many people can't even tell you one thing that they're good at. So I like to hear from you, and it's very motivating, and I hope it inspires the people that are listening that, you know, hone in on every single thing that you're good at and try to make the best of every skill that you have. I think that's really important because we all have different things that we're good at, right? So if Chris is out there being the best version of herself, then that's just going to motivate and push somebody else to do the same. So I really, really like that. So in terms of working hard, if you're saying, okay, I want to, you know, do this with my brand, my shop, ChrisZoe.com, with my singing and songwriting. So can you tell me kind of what mindset you need to have and the skills that you need to have to be able to make this all happen?
Okay, it's really, really, really hard. And this is what I keep hearing. I read a lot of Forbes and Entrepreneur and all this stuff. A lot of people mm-hmm. are, you know, focus on one thing and try your hardest to do something with it. But I'm like, that's not really my plan. I don't see how that is supposed to help me get to where I want to go, basically. So in order to do the things that I try to do every day, which I am doing, it takes so much discipline. Like, I normally am up at, like, 5 a.m. I'm always researching something. I sacrifice a lot of things. Like, I don't go out with my friends a lot. I fall asleep at 9 because I'm so exhausted. Like, stuff like that. So you have to prepare to be, I guess, you know, secluded, so to say. But
right.
at the same time,
right.
you're working towards something that's so big that it doesn't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you keep a good circle around you, then you'll get to where you need to go, and they'll understand. So.
I love that. You are focused.
Yes,
Okay, so for the next segment that we're going to talk about, we talked about life. Now we're going to talk about love. And
oh.
I know for I know for a lot of women, this is something that they talk about, they dream about day in and day out, having that one guy, this one man that's going to be there for them and love them, and they can create a beautiful life with, or maybe it's not a guy, maybe it's a woman, I don't judge. And so can you kind of speak on the vision that you have for yourself in terms of the love area?
Sure. Well, eventually, I do want to settle down with the guy of my dreams, and I want him to be my best friend. I want him to help me grow. I want to help him grow, and I want to have a kid. You know, I want to expand myself to this world, be fruitful. So, that's eventually though. Right now, I feel like I'm entirely too focused, and of course, I'm getting out of, I don't know, a lot of people don't know, but getting out of an engagement. So I've been out of that for almost a year. And I'm just living my best life, so really excited about that.
I love that. You're single and not sad. You're single and living your best life. And this is the best thing. This is the thing that I always try to tell my single friends. Get your life. Get your life together. Do something that you want to do. Chris is out here doing everything that she can possibly think of to do and having an amazing time and being beautiful while doing it on the inside and out. And I think that I'm like, I preach that day in and day out. Get you some business about yourself. This other part will come. So anyway, I know that you talked about just getting out of an engagement, not in, but out. And I know that was a kind of tumultuous and rocky situation for you and experience. Can you kind of touch on what was going on in your mind when you decided, okay, this isn't for me. I thought this was it, but it's not, and I have to go. What was going through your mind during the time, and what piece of advice can you give to any woman who may be on the fence about getting the hell on out of a bad relationship?
Well, everyone has a breaking point, and I feel like we can all accept certain things in life until we just can't anymore. So, leading up to the day that I left, I was already in my head like, is this really something that I want? Like, even my sister used to say, is this something that you want, like, for the rest of your life? And I'm like thinking in my head, like, maybe, no, I don't know. Like, what? Maybe he'll change. Maybe something will happen to where, miraculously, like, no. The day, like, I had to leave, it was my breaking point. I'm like, I've taken a lot of stuff, and this I just cannot take, and I had to realize that, my life deserved something bigger and better, and I was not gonna pretty much sit there and not be all that I could be, So any human that does that to you, any human that pretty much doesn't want you to be above them or, spread your wings to the fullest potential, doesn't have the right to be in your life at all. And I always say this,
I agree.
the love, like, there's no love compared to God, but there's someone who's striving to do that for you. And God wouldn't want you to suffer. So why choose someone who's supposed to love you, who, wants you to suffer, basically?
Right. I definitely agree with that. And I like what you said about, like, if that person doesn't want you to spread your wings and fly, not in terms of doing anything crazy, but if that person doesn't want you to be the best version of yourself, if that's intimidating to them or they feel like they always have to bring you down to size to where they are, then that's not the relationship for you. That's not the person for you. And that's not love, because love allows us to grow freely in our own environment and in our own space. So thank you for that. Thank you for touching on that. And last but not least, we're going to talk about career. So I know that you do have www.shopchriszoe.com, where I'm just scrolling on the website. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is cute. This is cute. I love it. And I always post things from time to time where I'm like, I like to be comfy, but I like to be cute. I'll hashtag comfy but cute. And your brand definitely embodies that. Can you kind of talk about where that came from, or I guess your own personal style and where you want to go with your online brand?
Yeah, of course. So As I mentioned before, I was a songwriter, kind of touching on the business. When I was in the studio, I had to always, fight with trying to be cute, but trying to be comfortable because I was be there for a long time. So I didn't want to be like around, for example, will.i.am and be looking like trash. So I'm like, okay, well, I had to choose what I wore to not be so provocative, and had to choose something that I could just chill in and be comfortable and like, oh my God. So everything that is on the store is pretty much something that I would wear, like personally, either with a jacket or without a jacket or something that's cute. But, and I work so hard every day and I go hard every day and I'm always all over the place. But I still want to look cute. That doesn't mean that I have to look like crap. So, all my pieces are pretty much catering to that. And they're also pretty stretchy. So, through life, women change, their bodies change, but we still have our favorite pair of jeans that we want to throw on. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of stuff pretty much caters to that.
Right, I love it. Now, with becoming your own boss, the booklet that you wrote, and you also wrote a novel, can you kind of tell us in terms of becoming your own boss and that whole brand, what you're trying to do with that and what you hope to accomplish with it?
For now, I just want to put information in people's heads, something that they may not have realized or something that they need to learn when starting their business. I always say, I'm mentoring someone right now, and I told her yesterday that just because I had to go the long route and had to work hard and, whatever, I don't want you to have to go the same route. We all have our different paths. So if I can provide any information to someone who is willing to listen and willing to do it, I will. So that's what I hope to achieve by getting that booklet out. But in the future, I do want to go and write, a longer one that pretty much goes into deeper details on how to pretty much achieve stuff. And all this
It
stuff is
goes
helpful.
into more depth as you start to
Yeah.
uncover your different opportunities for yourself and things like that.
Right.
Well, is there one thing that you would like to share? Because I mean, I am so blown away right now, and I can just say this on the record. Like I told you before we even started recording, that you are like an extremely like drop-dead gorgeous young woman, right? And so
Yeah.
when I'm reaching out to you, you're as sweet as pie. When I'm talking to you, you're as sweet as pie. And I'm just like, I'm so floored, but I'm so good. Like, I'm just gonna pat myself on the back. Like, I'm good at what I do because I know, like, I find gems in people where people may only see one thing and I see so much more. So, anyway, enough of me tooting my own horn. You are a true sweetie pie. So, can you tell us one thing, something that we don't know about Chris Zoe, something that we wouldn't even think you would do or say, some crazy story, some personal something that we don't know about you.
People might know this, but I curse like a sailor. And like I do, like I come off sweet and stuff like that, and I'm very, I am very nice, but there's a point where I'm just like, whoa, I could like switch on you real quick. But it's not like over anything small. It's more like I guess it's just a trigger, I guess. It's for something that when I feel disrespected or someone tried to cross me or something. But I definitely have that side, and when people see it, they're like, "What the?" Because I'm never really like that. But when they see it, they're like, "Oh my goodness gracious! Don't ever make her mad." So it's kind of embarrassing too. So, but yeah, that's one thing people don't know.
I understand. I understand. I'm the exact same way. Okay. Well, yeah, I think that was our time with Chris Zoe. If you want to get in contact with her, Chris, tell people how they can find you on social media or how they can get in contact with you.
Sure. So my main thing is Instagram, and it's at Chris Zoe, ChrisZoe. From there, you can pretty much find everything else. I have Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook. I have a blog. I have a Patreon. I have pretty much everything out here grinding. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, just go to my Instagram, and you'll be able to find me on everything else.
Right. And fellas, yes, she is single, but she's not looking for anything right now. She is focused on herself and her business and doing everything that she was put here to do. Right, Chris?
That is right, but hey, if you're trying to take me on a date. Just kidding.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Talk to Chris
Thank
offline.
you.
You guys have an amazing day, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.